Chapter 18. For the first time since the start of an ill-fated trip, Groovin felt himself really in command. He sat by the replenished fire, which Valagut made, watching Dagrab, Ribro and Rohrbach. Dawn was well up, and the three vermin were lying so close to the fire that he could smell singeing fur. Groovin snapped twigs, flicking them at the sleepers until they stirred and sat up, rubbing their eyes. Rohrbach looked around.
So Valag and Ifra never came back during the night, Chief?
Groovin poked at the fire with his sword.
Huh. Did you expect them to? Those two are long gone, and good riddance too, I say. Who needs them?
He listened as the three vermin speculated.
Maybe they picked up the otter's tracks and went after him themselves, eh?
Suppose they got lost, and they're laying out there in the snow, frozen stiff.
Don't talk daft. One of them lit this fire, and it was still burning when we found it last night. I think something's happened to them.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe they was attacked.
Attacked by who? Valak and Ifra are both good fighters. They could take care of themselves.
Suppose it was some beast who was better than them. You don't know what sort of creatures are living on this mountain.
Groovin jumped upright and scattered the fire with his sword. The trio leapt back, brushing sparks from themselves as he snarled.
You're like a bunch of old gossipers sitting here arguing. I'll tell you what I think, then we'll go and do something about it instead of sitting freezing our tails off.
By the respectful silence that followed, Groovin knew he was boss.
If Valag and Ifra were killed by other beasts up here, we ain't stopping round to find out. I always said climbing this mountain was a waste of time. That otter was never up here. So this is what we're going to do. We'll get off the mountain and track Valag and Ifra, and I'll bet they'll lead us to the otter. Then all three of them are going to die. The otter, because that's who we came to kill. Valag and Ifra, because they're traitors deserting their own clan beasts, leaving us to perish from cold and starvation. Come on, let's move.
The two stoats, Rohrbach and Ribro, walked behind Groovin and Dagrab, conversing in whispers.
Do you think Groovin knows where he's leading us?
No, mate, but anywhere's better than here.
Right, yeah. Keep your eyes peeled for victuals. I'm famished.
The rat Dagrab slithered alongside Groovin, warm sunlight on the hard-packed snow, making the downhill descent quite difficult. She kept her eyes down, watching the ground underfoot.
Look, Chief. Prints in the snow.